In 1999, NPR's Renee Montagne profiled singer and activist Katie Lee about her book All My Rivers Are Gone. It was essentially an obituary for Glen Canyon, which was dammed in the 60s, submerging it hundreds of feet underwater and creating Lake Powell. It was Katie Lee's favorite place on Earth. She took Renee Montagne down a nearby slot canyon to give her a feeling of what was lost.
This canyon here is very similar to those that were in the Glen, which is why I come back here now and then to get the feeling of how the place used to be.
The rocks themselves look like frozen waves.
That's exactly what they look like.
It was a landscape that would shape the direction and passion of Katie Lee's life.
You'd walk along and the next thing you'd see this blue reflected from the sky, this beautiful clear little pothole pool. Every little grotto was full of frogs and birds and wildflowers. Plus, the incredible light was what nearly drove us all crazy. There was no light in the world like that. It isn't the same in the Grand Canyon. I cannot tell you why. But when I finally saw Glen, it just captivated me.
Katie Lee has fought most of her life trying to protect pristine places like the Glen. She turns 98 this month. I visited her at her cliffside house in Jerome, and she told me what fueled her activism to protect her beloved Glen Canyon.
You know, anger is what fired me. And I've always believed in anger, because if you channel it, it's a great thing to have. And that pissed me off so much that I really started in on the senators. I talked to Barry Goldwater. I wrote to Barry Goldwater. I wrote to all the people that were involved in the river. I told them how stupid this was, and I sang. And if you sing, you know, it's a great thing, music. Music can go where words will never, never make it.
Don't you think it's time we got together to save our shining river? It will soon be gone forever. Don't you think it's time, time, time?
Just a few years ago, Katie Lee was featured in the documentary Damnation about the political history of Glen Canyon Dam.
You know, I never dream about it. It's because it's on my mind all day long, every day. I don't need to dream about it. I think about it all the time. What was lost? Eden. I don't think Eden could have touched Glen Canyon.
Damnation went viral on social media and inspired a new wave of environmental activists and Katie Lee admirers.
And you should see the beautiful letters I get. Sometimes they're a whole page, and they said, "We saw you in Damnation and how free you were and how this and how that. And we want to know what to do. What can we do to help get this movement going, blah, blah." And God, you've got to realize the world is not like it was then. But that doesn't keep you from fighting. You've got to do it your way in this particular climate. I mean, I didn't have any of this tweeter, bleeder, flipper, face your ass, or whatever book it is. I mean, if they're taking away things from you that you adore and love, it's going to make you mad. And it sure as hell made me mad. Made me mad enough to get off my ass and go to work.
Still mad?
I've been doing it ever since. There's a canyon in the desert. There's a river in the canyon. There's a spirit on the river, and her song is my companion when I'm free. She's the eagle with her children. She's the feather of the eagle. She's the stream that floats the feather. On incredible and regal mystery. Come with me, come with me. Where the water's gone or going, where the children do not know of the giants once among us, I am singing soft and low. Listen to me.
Once the river was a warrior, dressed in golden spume and tearing at the granite round the temples, where the water gods were daring. Destiny came a breed of men undaunted by these rapids of the ages. Now their burning eyes are haunted. Mystic journeys are for sages. Majesty, follow me, follow me. Where the water's gone or going, where the children do not know of the giants once among us, I am singing soft and low. Listen to me. Now the river lies in drowned arena, coiled and waiting for the spilling. Mighty serpent of the legends, stream of life beneath the filling, treachery and the giants, unforgiving, jealous lovers of the spirit, be they lost or drowned or living, know my song, and when they hear it, liberty, liberty, liberty. Where the water's gone and going, where the children do not know of the giants still among us, I am singing not so low. Set him free, listen to me. Set him free, set him free, set him free. Set him free.